I think I might have been muted for a moment for calling the meeting to order. Sam, who just joined, can you hear us virtually?
It sounds like she can.
Oh, she can't speak, but I think that's probably a yes, because otherwise she would not have raised her hand.
Did you see her comment, Jaren? She made a comment.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect. Do I have a motion to approve the roll call? I got a little too excited.
Roll call?
Yep.
Moore?
Yes.
Majeski?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And we have a full group of council. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Steve. And Millie with the second to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have an agenda. It is a light agenda, but with a couple things that we'll still cover in due diligence. First of is the consent agenda with 9 items. Questions?
Remove 7 for question.
Okay. And I think that is Millie's question as well. Why don't we go ahead and approve the others and then go to the question?
Motion to approve consent agenda items 1 through 6.
8 through 9.
And 8 through 9.
And 8 and 9. Cool. Thank you, Danielle, for the motion.
Second.
Millie with the second.
Thank you.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Number 7, dueling questions.
Who wants to first?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just know the concern with the balance of the Main Street account. I know they were going to come meet with us at some point, and I think you had some news about that.
Yep. So Kelsey shared a couple pieces of information on that. Go ahead, Kelsey.
I did talk to Sarah. She did bring a check for $15,000 the same day that she brought the invoice, and it is their goal to, as soon as she's back from vacation, to pay off the rest of the amount in full and then have a plan for us on the 1st October meeting. So, I mean, the $15,000 covered basically half of what she owed. And then this $20,000, when they turn around and write us the check, will cover the other.
So some progress, appropriate progress. Fran, does that
same question
answer yours? Any other discussion?
Motion to approve numbers, item number 7.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion, and Danielle for the second to approve number 7. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. We'll continue forward to claims and financials.
Okay.
I hear you had one question ahead of time.
I did, and I'd like to talk about it. Under animal control, we have chicken feed. The dog catcher picked up a chicken, and
remember,
we needed
I
to feed the chicken.
This last meeting. What was the name of the chicken?
We named it Petunia.
Petunia. See, I love it.
And she was claimed. So
the Petunia. Okay. I guess that was just destined to happen as we continue to approve more chickens.
I guess.
Any other questions for claims tonight?
Well, I did have one about under police, the patrol rifle program. Is that, I remember something in the previous meeting, maybe a year ago, that's part of that program. Okay, just wanted to check to make sure. And under the library, the repairs for the glass accident, I assume those are being reimbursed by insurance?
Correct.
Great, okay. And make the motion to approve the claims as presented.
Second.
I've got Millie for the motion. Can I get someone on my left for the second? All right.
Yes.
Fran with the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll mark those claims as paid and move to the financial report.
Great. This is the August 2021 financial report. The total treasury cash and investments have decreased from the end of July by $290,557, leaving us an August month-end balance of $5,761,641. After 2 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue in the following funds. The general fund by $448,310 due to our lack of property tax revenue and local option sales tax. The water fund by $3,399 due to transfers, and the sewer fund by $9,004 due to charges for services. We're ahead of budget for revenue in the airport fund by $65,330 due to fuel sales, the road use fund by $8,867 due to road use taxes, and finally, the sanitation fund by $13,030 due to charges for services. After 2 months of operations, our expenses are ahead of budget for all funds with the exception of water and sewer funds. A common theme in most funds at this point of time in the year is that we're over budget due to our work comp insurance installments and our general insurance. In addition to those expenses, the following line items are currently over budget: the general fund for seasonal work, payments to outside entities, and seasonal wages, the airport fund for fuel, grounds maintenance, and vehicle operations, the water plant for utilities and heavy equipment, the sewer plant for tech services, vehicle, and operational equipment repair, the sewer collection for equipment, and the sanitation for other contractual services.
Okay, thank you. Kelsey, are there any questions for Kelsey?
I'll make a motion to accept these financial reports.
Second.
I have the motion from Steve and the second from Elaine then to accept these financial reports. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Kelsey. We will move next into special presentation. And we have Elaine with us for our the nuisance report, and that is in our packet at the end.
Yeah, and I want to make some updates on a few of those in there. The one on 915 about a junk vehicle, motorcycle on grass, he did come in yesterday and get a vehicle permit and put a tarp on it while he's restoring it. And the scaffolding's removed. And 212 North Iowa Avenue is the mill factory. Mill seeds. We sent them a certified letter on the 16th of September to have some of the items that we listed in the letter cleaned up by October 18th. And
what's your question?
What date was that one down on the list?
On mill seed.
Yeah.
It is 9/8.
The address would be
212 North Iowa Avenue.
Yep.
Okay, and the one on 826 says mailed letter 322 North Iowa Avenue. That is actually the Midwest Wireless on North 2nd by the underpass. The address goes by Iowa because the access to their building is off of Iowa, but it's actually that little section by Colligan in the underpass.
And I think Alliant also intends to do work. So there's
Alliant, yes, I have that in my notes. We've contacted Alliant. Yeah. Their contractor has called and they are going to be cleaning up and what for sure their landscaping is. They're still trying to decide, but they are going to clean up their site. Midwest Wireless, we sent them a letter and we have not heard anything from them as of this time, but I want to clarify that address so you guys knew what I was talking about. I think that's all the updates I need on there right now. And I had my first administrative hearing, and Sally's first administrative hearing, and I want to thank Steve and Elaine and Merle Hagee. I thought it went really well. And I thank you guys for the questions. And anyway, we got it figured out. I've done 5 grass weed eating abatements this past month. And that's all I really have.
Well, thank you, Elaine. Are there any questions for Elaine on this update?
Could I mention another property that a citizen mentioned to me? Is it 325 East Madison, corner of Madison and South 4th, just across, south of the middle school? It's a house on the corner that the siding has been, they're putting on new siding, but it's only half done. It's been that way for several months. And we've got a lot of toys and junk in the yard, building supplies. You know who that is?
I only smile because as a graduate of that school, I thought, wow, this is looking really nice. What major improvements are being made on this home?
A year ago, they had the big rollaway dumpster and all that.
I need to drive by more often, I guess.
So, yeah.
Very slow on that one.
They're very, very slow on that one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard sometimes to know what
So a reminder that it would be nice to see, you know, progress.
They make little progress every 3 months.
Maybe you could follow up with that. Any other questions for Elaine? Steve?
Yeah, Elaine, what about the property behind you?
We sent them out a letter today.
It's a cockroach issue, DHS issue, and then a neighbor that has resulting impact. And I think that's on the radar. I mean, that is on the radar.
It is on the radar. And I went and talked to a few of the other neighbors, and I don't have them. They didn't have that last night. I went and talked to two other neighbors, and they don't have any, but they are aware of how bad it is.
I was going to say, okay. Has Jason been included in these conversations?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. I know they were going that route, too. So. Any other questions?
I just know it was looking scary.
Yeah, it's scary on the inside.
It's worse on the inside.
Other questions for Elaine? Yeah, Fran.
I have a complaint from a citizen. It's the 900 block of South Iowa. Looks like he's got two very old cars in the driveway, but these look like they're junk because he's working on them.
You sure that's not the 806 South Iowa?
That could be it.
Yeah, that's the one that he came in. Yeah. That's the one that came in yesterday and got a permit.
Thank you, Fran. Other, any other questions? Yes.
I think the kids are safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I should have. I finally wrote him a letter because the phone calls and knocking on the doors weren't working. And I should have started out probably writing the letter. I kind of learned from that route too. So
thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
We will move next into presentation from the public. I do believe we have public presentation tonight. With that, I still give a disclaimer on what that looks like. With due respect for public and other guests, I do use a timer. Otherwise, I've seen things have gotten out of control. So that is for everyone's benefit. Public comment is time for council and others to listen to the public, but we don't use that time for debate, workshop, exchanges. We continue to have rules for foul language, personal attacks, and yelling. I'm confident we'll continue to succeed with that. Occasionally, public comment can, it's tempting to not follow that, but we stick to it. We do accommodate virtual attendees with public comment as well. So with that, do we have signed up individuals for public comment?
I don't have anybody signed up.
And is there anyone in the room at this time that would like to address council? If so, this would be the time. If not, we do try to accommodate public and connect them to the appropriate department. If not via public comment, we're all elected and here to listen. So if there's no public comment, at this time we'll move into our single item of new business for tonight's meeting, which is a resolution, a procedural to authorize tax and levy.
Motion to approve the resolution authorizing levy assessment and collection of costs to the Washington County Treasurer.
Second.
I have the motion from Danielle and the second from Fran. A roll call vote for this resolution. Sally, would you please call that roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Galt?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Pettit-Majeski?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And those will be assessed. That closes out this evening's business that's regular. We have department reports, however, still on the list. Chief, do you have anything for council?
Just real quick, as you can see in the activity report, August was a busy month. September started out busy as well. We got some investigations, domestics, harassment, sexual assaults going. One of our new vehicles did arrive last week, and while we were waiting for that because of parts and lack of parts, now the upfitter is waiting on some electronics. So hopefully, maybe by the end of October, we'll have at least one of the two new ones in and on the street. That will be replacing our canine vehicle, which is a 2012 and is well overdue for a replacement. Last thing, we participated in the special traffic enforcement program August 20th through the 6th, and the officers documented 103 warnings and 44 citations. And two OWI arrests during that period.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Kevin, do you have anything for us?
Nothing.
Kelsey or Sally, do you have anything for us?
I do. We got word yesterday that we were approved for the $600,000 CDBG grant for the water main.
Yay! That's awesome.
I've been talking to Simmering Quarry, Justin at Simmering Quarry, and Steve with Fox, and we're you should see some items on the next agenda in relation to those.
Thank you, Kelsey, for sharing the good news. Sally, did you have anything?
No.
Okay. For our once around, I'll go ahead and start because I have just a couple updates to share, namely that the League of Cities conference went very well, and we had some good attendees at the workshops, breakout sessions, networking opportunities, and there's a nice category for everyone. I feel like I know for the people that went, and then we saw a lot of first timers in our surrounding area. We had Brighton represented, Riverside represented, Wellman represented. So a lot of county representation by having it in Corville at Ira River Landing. I can share more, but that's the gist. It was good. I'll also share that the quarterly obligation for the Iowa Arts Council went very well. People from all around the entire state. There's three new appointees, three that went off. And what Washington is doing is very similar to what's happening around the entire state. Not a lot of big things, but a lot of little things that are returning, which would be like the Latino festival is kind of a medium thing, but the arts, like music, like the concert associations around the state, a lot of them seem to be resuming, and other similar examples were given, and it seems to be pretty universal. Finally, yeah, just kind of on a personal note, I guess there was a really hard week for the schools, but at least for myself and the restaurant, I'm catering an anonymously donated lunch for the middle school teachers, just in appreciation for everything that's happening in that building in multiple examples. And I think there's other stuff like that too. So it's just a simple little bit of good news, but it's a nice thing to do. And I'm pleased to see it happening. You know, our community is supportive. So those are my things. I'll start on the outside and work my way around. Elaine.
I have nothing.
Very good. Danielle, did you have anything tonight?
I know I'm a couple of days late, but I just, Sally told me the other day was think of Police Officer Day. And so I just wanted to acknowledge all the work that you all have done, especially Chief, since you've been here for the last 2.5 years, you started off really engaged. And I just want to give you public kudos for everything that you've done. What else was I going to say? To your point, Jaren, I just want to stress that there are resources in our community for folks who are struggling with mental health issues of all ages. And I think that we need to normalize having conversations about mental health and reducing the stigma, because unfortunately losses like these are, they're permanent, but we do want to stress that there are places to go for that. Very sad. On a positive note, I do want to just remind folks that the Latino Fest is this weekend and encourage folks to go on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, Danielle, for your comments. I know a week ago we didn't make them, but now they seem especially relevant as we pick up the pieces. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Thank you for your comments.
Yes.
Fran, did you have anything tonight?
I had a great weekend in Cedar Rapids, working the Colonels Foundation baseball tournament. It represented 600 of the best 18-year-old baseball players in the nation.
Awesome.
Hawaii won it all out. Never even got scored on in the first three games. They were pretty cool to watch.
Does Hawaii have an entire team or just those?
An entire team. They were all from the main island.
Oahu? Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah. Thank you, Fran. Anything else for us?
Nope.
Steve, do you have anything tonight?
Well, I already talked to Chief about what I had to deal with. So,
Regan, Isla, do you have anything for us?
No. No, it was looking at the KCI this morning. I was really a happy person. Yeah, I'm good.
Fair enough.
What did I miss?
I'm not sure. Millie, do you have anything for us?
I too would echo your comments about the League of Cities. Isla and I went on a couple of walking tours of the Iowa River Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in places that I never knew existed. You know, student housing, apartments, condos, beautiful. And, you know, it's very, you know, inspiring. And hope we could get, just, you know, a little bit of those kind of things coming to Washington. But, and in link with what also you said, Jaren, our first event for the Washington Performing Arts Series is October 4th. It's a Monday, and it's going to be at the high school auditorium. And I will put a brochure in all of your mailboxes. I should have brought one with me tonight. You can buy individual tickets. You can buy a season ticket that enables you to go to many different things. So take advantage of what that coming to Washington.
And what is it, Ball in the House?
Ball
is
in the House. It's a male a cappella, I think 5-member vocal group that does all styles of music, and it's going to be very entertaining. So, and I guess I would make the motion that we adjourn this evening.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion. I think Steve snagged the second on this one to adjourn tonight's record-breaking short meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
I was thinking 12 minutes, but 21 is pretty fair.